The Clinch River system in southern Appalachia is world-class, rich with wildlife from pretty much the entire food chain, top to bottom. But it's the bottom that has scientists extremely concerned. A keystone species of freshwater mussel that filters a large portion of these waters is dying by the thousands, and biologists are desperate to find out why.
We're at ground zero. The Clinch River is the best studied example of this.
Tony Goldberg is an infectious disease epidemiologist and a veterinarian from the University of Wisconsin-Madison Vet School, part of a team of people who are investigating what we now know is a global phenomenon of mussel mortality events.
This is happening here in the southeast. It's happening in the Pacific Northwest. It's even happening in Europe. We have collaborators in Spain who have been sending us samples and asking for our help.
Jordan Richard is a biologist with U.S. Fish and Wildlife who studies freshwater mussels in this watershed. He says a die-off like this can happen when pollutants make their way into the water, overwhelming even the mussel's ability to clean it up. But here, where the Powell and Clinch Rivers run undammed down the mountains, the water quality is actually good.
Just based on water quality, it doesn't make sense that that would be the real culprit.
Richard is holding three different mussel species, still wet from the river, shells glistening in the sun, their tissue still white, looks fresh. But a trained biologist knows they're newly dead.
It's not abnormal at a shoal where you have hundreds of thousands of mussels living together on any given day to find one or two that have died recently. But when you see one of these and one of these and 50 of those in like a 10-minute walkthrough of the site, that gives you a clue that something is happening to these.
Richard's referring to the prized pheasant shell mussel, the workhorses of the waters. Larger than most mussel species, they lie almost fully buried in the river bottom, only the tips of their shell sticking up, quickly opening and closing, as though gulping the water as it flows. A single one can filter upwards of 18 gallons of water a day, and they're responsible for the majority of water filtration in any river they inhabit.
We call them the backbone of the ecosystem. They're really useful at sort of making their own habitat better for themselves, but also better for everything else, because they're not only cleaning the water, but they're cleaning it in a way that recycles all of the dirt to fuel the bottom of the food chain. So without the mussels, the fish are going to suffer, the snails are going to suffer, the crayfish. Nothing will do as well without the mussels around.
Richard and Goldberg are now able to time these die-off seasons after 3 years of tracking, and each year, like clockwork, whatever it is, returns to these waters and kills more and more pheasant shell mussels without harming any of the other 46 species of mussels that live here. One theory is that it's a new virus, another that it's some imbalance in the microbiome that affects only this species. And no list of possibilities is complete without this one.
So, I mean, climate change is the 800-pound gorilla in the room, and this could be related to climate change. But we don't have the luxury of saying, well, if we want to save the mussels, we have to fix climate change. We don't have that much time.
Goldberg and Richard think this year's die-off season has peaked, the shells of dead pheasant mussels littering the river's edge. For now, the waters still look pristine on this late fall day. And while declines in abundant species like this one have been seen before, they're normally linked to extremely high spawning events, with too many offspring for all to survive. Unless and until these scientists confirm what's happening, they can only say this is an event unlike any they've yet seen. On the Virginia-Tennessee border, I'm Robbie Harris.